I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. France proposes a ceasefire between Israeli and Hezbollah troops on Lebanon's southern border. The proposal calls for a 10-day de-escalation process that would end with border negotiations. Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says,
inside the country on the news, it's not discussed because this means defeat for Hezbollah. And I don't think that Hezbollah wants to be seen as a weak entity.
Tit-for-tat fighting on the border between Israeli and Hezbollah forces has killed over 200 people. At least 170 victims were Hezbollah fighters. Thousands of Lebanese have fled the southern border in recent months to Beirut, where TM Lebanon stands ready with help for today and hope for tomorrow. Ask the Lord to strengthen believers and give them compassion, and pray also for wisdom so gospel workers can know who to help first. And decades of conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo has created the fourth largest internally displaced persons crisis in the world today. A high percentage of the more than 6.3 million displaced persons within the DRC live in East Congo. And that's where Ben and Anna Samuelson serve with Mission Aviation Fellowship. MAF runs a shuttle system 3 days a week that helps people when day-to-day life becomes complex. Ben tells us,
we have these opportunities every single day that we work with airport officials, with passengers, with strip agents, with whoever. And so each of these are opportunities to be a light for Christ and to show the love of Christ in these situations.
Pray for encouragement and protection for the MAF team. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.